Lesson before the council. Message. People cannot stop God's plan. We must obey God more than people. Bible text. Taken in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 14 to 42. Before the council. While in Jerusalem, the apostles healed the people who were sick and tormented by unclean spirits in the name of Jesus. During this time, the number of people who believed in the Lord increased. This angered the high priest, the head of the council, and some of the other councilors. They arrested the apostles and put them into prison. That night, an angel opened the door of the prison, holding the apostles, and said, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." Peter and the other apostles went to the temple to preach and to teach. Later that morning, the council met again. The temple guards were sent to get the prisoners. Quickly they returned and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened the doors, we found no one inside." Now everyone was very confused. A person came to the councilors and said, "The men who you put in prison are in the temple teaching the people." When the councilors heard this, they sent the captain and his servants to the temple. He did not want to arrest the apostles in front of everyone because he was afraid of being stoned by the people. Peter and the other apostles went with the captain of the guard willingly. Again, Peter and the other apostles stood before the council. The high priest asked them why they continued to preach about Jesus despite being warned not to. Peter answered, "We must obey God rather than men. God raised Jesus from the dead. He forgives sins. We have witnessed these things and must bring this good news to all the people." This angered some of the council members. They thought to themselves, "Peter and his followers are going too far. It would be best to condemn them to death because then they will be silent." The apostles were taken out of the room while the council discussed the matter further. Gamaliel, a respected member of the council, said, "I recommend that you leave these men alone, for if this is their plan, nothing will come of it. If it is the will of God, you cannot stop it. Otherwise, you will be fighting against God himself." The council accepted Gamaliel's advice. The apostles were beaten as a warning not to preach in the name of Jesus, and then allowed to go free. When the apostles left the council, they knew that they had suffered for Christ's sake, and they accepted this suffering in good faith. They continued to bring his testimony to everyone who wanted to listen. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. How does Peter react when he is thrown in prison? He does not stop preaching the gospel. Why do the apostles not fear to preach, although the counselors are forbidding them to do so? The promise of Jesus, "I will be with you always," gives them courage. The promise is also valid for us. What does it mean God gives strength and comfort in all circumstances of life through prayers, the word of God, and through his servants. Have the children repeat. Even after being thrown into prison, the apostles continued to teach about Jesus. We can stand up for God's work today. Real life application. Explain the following. The first apostles taught in the temple of Jerusalem. Where do our apostles teach? Look for examples and pictures in the magazine Community. What can we learn from the apostles by standing up for what we believe in? If your classmate teases you because you go to church, how do you react? Repeat the message. People cannot stop God's plan. We must obey God more than people.